with SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The FBI says it received a tip from San Francisco police regarding the suspect in the killing of a United Healthcare executive in New York.
The day after a masked gunman killed the United Healthcare CEO on a New York City street, police in San Francisco gave the FBI a potentially valuable tip about the identity of the suspect. He looked like a man who had been reported missing to them the previous month, Luigi Mangione. The FBI confirmed in a statement Friday that San Francisco police provided Mangione's name to the FBI after the NYPD released surveillance images showing the face of the suspected shooter. Julie Walker, New York.
Also on SRNnews.com, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has had a hip replacement surgery at a U.S. military hospital in Germany after falling while at an event in Luxembourg with other members of Congress. A spokesman on Saturday said the 84-year-old Pelosi is, quote, well on the mend. Gusty winds and rain left tens of thousands of people without electricity Saturday in western Washington state, while San Francisco experienced its first ever tornado warning in the East Orchard Park, New York area. Residents are digging out from nearly 3 feet of lake effect snow. South Korea's parliament has impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his martial law decree, a move that ended days of political paralysis, but set up an intense debate over Yoon's fate. And two-way star Travis Hunter of Colorado has won the Heisman Trophy. The wide receiver and lockdown cornerback dominated on both sides of the ball for the Buffaloes. This is SRN News. Christians in Syria are wondering what the future holds.
The overthrow of dictator Bashar Assad by Muslim rebels has cast a pall of uncertainty over the country's small Christian community. Things were far from ideal under Assad, but believers did feel some sense of stability during his rule. Now it's unclear how the rebels, some of whom are Islamic militants, will treat Syria's Christians. Religious freedom groups say it won't be long before the new leaders of Syria will show the world how tolerant they plan to be. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of pro-life laws and those having to do with LGBT issues will be decided by state Supreme Courts, and many of them were altered by this year's election. Republicans expanded their majorities on the Supreme Courts of both North Carolina and Ohio. In Arizona, conservative justices survived a campaign to oust them over their decision to revive a long-buried abortion ban. This is SRN News. Apple CEO Tim Cook is the latest big tech leader to visit Mar-a-Lago.
Trump has said he's recently spoken with Cook about the company's long-running tax battles with the European Union. That was after Apple lost its last appeal to avoid paying 13 billion euros in back taxes to Ireland.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. Officials say the French territory of Mayotte in the Indian Ocean has suffered extensive damage from Cyclone Chido. Other countries in mainland Africa are bracing as it roars toward the east coast of the continent. French President Emmanuel Macron says he's closely monitoring the situation. France's newly appointed prime minister was to hold an emergency meeting in Paris. The nation of Comoros, north of Mayotte, also was battered by Chido. More details at SRNnews.com.